Hi, folks. It's Mike Church, producer of the Shakespeare Radio Film Festival, announcing that we're offering the entire festival, including Joseph Pierce's commentaries, for just $19.95. That's a 50% discount. This exclusive download will include over 16 hours of festival content. To reserve your Shakespeare Radio Film Festival download at an incredible 50% off, go to crusadechannel.com/Hamlet.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, September 14th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump issues a warning to Iran. A mobile morgue was set up Monday in Oregon to handle those killed by the horrific wildfires burning in the state. And Venus could be housing aliens. President Trump took to Twitter late Monday to issue a stern warning to Iran that an assassination attempt or attack against the U.S. in retaliation of the airstrike that killed General Qassem Soleimani earlier this year will be met with a counterattack that'll be 1,000 times greater in magnitude. Trump cited recent reports that claim Tehran is considering an assassination attempt on Lana Marks, that's the United States ambassador to South Africa. U.S. officials have been aware of threats against the ambassador since the spring, but intelligence suggests those threats have become more specific in recent weeks. Mandatory or voluntary evacuations are underway. Shelters are open from Louisiana to Florida Panhandle as four states are bracing for Hurricane Sally. I think that it's very important that people really pay close attention to this system and not focus on what category of storm that it may be. Jenny Gurry, Deputy Director of Emergency Management in Baldwin County, Alabama, told weather.com in a phone interview on Monday night. Each and every storm is very unique. We're expecting some very significant historical flooding and rainfall amounts with this system. Residents in parts of the county have been advised to evacuate. Sally's expected to bring life-threatening storm surges and flooding rain when it makes landfall, possibly as a Category 2 storm overnight Tuesday into Wednesday morning. A mobile morgue was set up Monday in Oregon to handle those killed by the historic wildfires burning in the state. It's the first time such a step has ever been taken in Oregon. The morgue's in Linn County, in a region of the state where the most devastating fires are burning. Officials also plan to open a center this week where families of the dead and missing can be DNA tested to aid in the identification of the bodies. At least 10 people have died due to the fires in Oregon, Governor Kate Brown said in a Monday news conference. Andrew Phelps, director of Oregon's Office of Emergency Management, said 22 people do remain missing. The number has dropped in recent days as people who fled the fires have been located. Smoke was visible from Air Force One Monday as President Trump flew into Northern California for a briefing on the unrelenting wildfires burning across that state. The president's visit came as the death toll continues to rise. The California fires have killed at least 24 people since mid-August. Also Monday, dangerously unhealthy air quality continued for many communities in the three states. Nearly 16,500 firefighters battling wildfires statewide, according to a Monday update from CAL FIRE. At least 5,000 square miles of land have been scorched and more than 4,200 structures destroyed. More than 60,000 people have been forced to evacuate. Officials said a true death toll may not be known for days. Coming up, our saint of the day. He was a Roman priest who was beaten to death with whips after refusing to sacrifice to the gods. Quote of the day, "My confidence is placed in God, who does not need our help for accomplishing his designs. Our single endeavor should be to give ourselves to the work and to be faithful to him and not spoil his work by our shortcomings." St. Isaac Jogues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2020 Kia Soul LXs are only $15,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. That's right, you can get a brand new Kia Soul LX for less than $16,000. This includes $2,000 customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,415. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by August 3rd, 2020. Exempt stock number K20921. MSRP $20,315. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Nicomedes. He was a Roman priest who was beaten to death with whips after he refused to sacrifice to the gods, and he was buried in the catacomb on the Via Nomentana. One tradition states that he buried the remains of Saint Felicula and was arrested. Since 1969, his cult has been confined to local calendars. His feast day is observed on September 15th. Nothing is really known of the circumstances of his death. The legend of the martyrdom of Saints Nereus and Achilles introduced him as a presbyter, and it places his death at the end of the first century. Other recensions of the martyrdom of Saint Nicomedes ascribe the sentence of death to Emperor Maximinus, beginning of the 4th century. A federal judge on Monday struck down Governor Tom Wolf's pandemic restrictions that require people to stay at home, place size limits on gatherings, and ordered non-life-sustaining businesses to shut down, calling them unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge William Stickman IV sided with plaintiffs that included hair salons, drive-in movie theaters, a farmer's market vendor, a horse trainer, and several Republican office holders who sued as individuals. Stickman, an appointee of President Trump, wrote in his ruling that the Wolf's administration's pandemic policies have been overreaching, arbitrary, and violated citizens' constitutional rights. The governor's efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus were undertaken with the good intention of addressing a public health emergency, Stickman wrote. But even in an emergency, the authority of government is not unfettered. Courts had consistently rejected challenges to Wolf's power to order businesses to close during the pandemic. And many other governors, Republican and Democrat, undertook similar measures as the virus spread across the country. A spokesperson for Wolf said the administration was reviewing the decision. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva Monday challenged NBA star LeBron James to match and double the reward money being offered for information on the gunman who ambushed and shot two deputies over the weekend. The LA Lakers star has been one of the most vocal professional athletes to speak on social issues and to condemn police misconduct. After Jacob Blake was shot multiple times by officers in Wisconsin last month, James said black people in America are terrified of police misconduct. It wasn't clear if James was aware of Villanueva's challenge. Messages to the LeBron James Foundation weren't immediately returned. Let's see what he does, the sheriff said. I'll be very curious to see what his response is, if any. Scientists Monday announced a discovery of a possible sign of life high in the clouds of Venus. According to a new study, using telescopes based in Chile and Hawaii, astronomers spotted in Venus clouds the chemical signature of phosphine. It's a noxious gas that on Earth is only associated with life. Based on the many scenarios the astronomers considered, the team concluded there's no explanation for the phosphine detected in Venus's clouds other than the presence of life. Well, maybe it's a new place for people to go who want to leave America. We'll send them to Venus. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.